line out there. I was afraid somebody's going to get hurt. Now we all know God's within all of us. Surely by now you know that. You're all out of diapers, I think. Well, oh, maybe not. But anyhow, most all of you are out of diapers. You're a wild bunch tonight. But you know, there has to come a time when you get a hair on your face. There must come a time when you are aware of the idea that this energy is within you. And where else, what else possibly could it be other than God? Well, perhaps it could be the devil if you're out there sort of, no. Well, I don't believe in the devil at all. I think it's a lack of good, maybe, lack of God, maybe, that causes people to do some things out there like we're seeing anymore. But, you know, it'd be nice if we get out there and let the world know that you're enjoying life because of God, because of love. What do you think? We don't have to go around like, no, get out there and let your face shine. What do you say? Now, George, you can take that beard mustache off, because we can tell that you are certainly love-filled. You've got gorgeous women on each side of you and in front of you and behind you. So, but, you know, it takes a lot to get up in the world with crowds and crowds of people that you don't even know. And you're sharing your deep, deep, deep thoughts of love or of God. And this young lady that is going to share her thoughts with us tonight, she doesn't hold back. She gets out there and lets the world know she loves God. God is love. God, she's part of God. This life is wonderful. We are here to learn more. We are here to get more love-filled. And the only way you can get love-filled is to give your love away. Then it comes back heaped up and running over. Quoting the Bible again, aren't I? As you give, you will receive, heaped up and running over. And then God, knowing that she wanted to do that, gave her ability to use her voice to sing like you kids were up here. It's wonderful. Thank you, kids. And then she found out that she could get away with that, so she kept it up, and she got more and more and more, and she got a chance to talk on the Christian circuit, and she was out there talking in churches all over the country. I won't tell you some of the things that she did that was not so good. She went it like an, I won't tell you this, but she was chosen and went overseas to be an imposter. And she sang in front of thousands of people as a girl who she was not. Because that girl was famous and she had signed herself up for too many contracts at one time. So this person that I'm speaking of went over there as an imposter. Oh, now you're scared to meet her now? But she has several countries. I said Argentina, and I found out that was wrong, I think. Or maybe that was right. Argentina and Peru and a few other countries that she'd been in. And she gets to talk about God. And then God gave her a voice to sing with so that she has a chance to get invited to sing, and that way she gets to represent God. All of us look at ourselves. What has God given you so that you can get out there and have an opportunity to talk about God? What do you think? So this young lady, you can call her anything you want, but most people call her Cindy or Andy. So this is, call her whatever, but be careful. It better be good if I'm listening, or you'll be in trouble. Because I'm a mother and a protector of my daughter. And this is our Cindy Landis.
Good Okay, well, she always starts these stories, and I feel like I should, like, explain myself. But then I think I maybe shouldn't, because it kind of leaves it sort of mysterious. And I don't know. I don't know if you want to know about, like, how I was this imposter overseas.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try to make it short, but... Okay, so, thank you, God, by the way, for letting me be here. And before I start this little story, thank you for playing the songs you played coming in. Here I Am, Lord. That song always makes me cry. Always. I think that is like, that song just moves me. And I want to be used no matter where I am. And I find myself finding somebody in the airport or finding somebody on the street or finding somebody here and there. And I think to myself, here I am, Lord. Here I am. And then I wrote that song that you guys sang and I listened to you sing it because I don't get to hear it very often. The song I wrote with a wonderful writer. That song, God Used Me. And I listened to you sing it and I want to thank you for that. Means so much to me to hear you sing that. Thank you. Sorry. I'm the crier in the family. Yeah. Okay, good. It's good to know. I can't see. My eyes are blurry. I can't see the tissue. So 100 years ago, okay, maybe 900, I don't remember, but a long time ago, I was chosen to be a backup singer for a famous French singer. Her name was Roby. Hi, Larry. Anyway, so Roby was doing this tour in France, and I was chosen to be one of the backup singers, and I was playing bass. Hi, George. And it's good to see you. And oh, so sorry, I have to do this because I don't know, I just like it. Okay, so I was chosen to be a bass player and to sing backgrounds for this thing because I knew a little French from when I was in high school. So make sure you're studying your languages in high school because you never know when it's going to come in use. So I knew a little French enough that I had a good accent. And so I was hired, and one time we were having a rehearsal, and there was three of us. One was playing keyboard, one was playing guitar, one was playing, and Roby was going to be the front person singing. And so all of a sudden, the producer starts cussing in French. He's on the phone. And he starts cussing. Zut alors, la 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 la, la la. You know, and he's doing all this. And I was like, uh-oh, this does not sound good. This does not sound good at all. And he said, I'm in big trouble. I'm going to be sued completely. I will be the laughing stock in France. And I was like, man, that sounds bad. That sounds really bad. Sorry for you. And he said, the concert tour is off. We're getting ready to tour France. Okay, I was so excited. So you can imagine, we're there practicing our parts, and all of a sudden we find out Roby has dropped out because she got a television show. So he was going to sue her, and he was mad, and all of a sudden he looked at me, and he went, oh, very good. You look like Roby. And I was like, excuse me? You look like Roby. It doesn't matter. You have a different color eyes. It doesn't matter that your hair is a different color. You could be Roby. And I was like, excuse me? And he said, no, you will be Roby. And my French is not that good. She sings in French. She sings in French. And he was like, don't worry about it. When you get tired, you just say, je suis fatigué. And I will take over. That means I'm so tired and you will take over. So I did a tour. Hi, Arnie. I did a tour across France as a totally different person in rock and roll. So I'm telling you what, I pulled out like every thing that even looked halfway like I was in rock and roll. And I had the best time of my life because when you're somebody else, you can just do whatever you want. And I was, do you know, you guys have heard of Le Mans, you know the race Le Mans?
Yes. Yeah.
I cut the ribbon at Le Mans. I cut the ribbon at Le Mans as Roby. And people were like, Roby, we love you. I was like, mwah, mwah. I love you too. Yeah. And I would do these radio shows. I would do radio shows and the people would say, your eyes are different color. And I said, I wore contacts in that picture. And then when they said something I didn't know, I would go, oh, because French was my second language. Roby's second language was French. So the producer would take over. Oh, she's very tired. She was very, very tired. She doesn't know. Her French is only a petit peu, a little bit. And I'd be, yes, oh, I'm very fatigued. Anyway, so I drove and I did interviews. I was on television shows and everything. And there was a guy right at the end who said, your face is differently shaped. And I said, I'm a little swollen today. Anyway, so that's the story she's telling you. I went across overseas to France and was another person. So that's the story. That's one of my mom's stories. Don't tell him any more stories, Mom, because then I have to use my time to explain it. Okay. So I have to tell you something. I really want to brag on myself just a tiny, tiny smidgen. I wrote a play, and I've written a couple plays now, because you can't tour at a certain age. People don't want to come and see you unless you have a huge, unless your name is like Sean Colvin or somebody famous. So I stopped touring and I started focusing on writing. And so I've written a couple plays, and today, you guys, just like 2 hours ago, I found out that my play was nominated for the best new play. I'm nominated for best new play in Broadway World, in Nashville, for the Broadway World in Nashville, best new play, best new original work, and best director, because I directed my own play. I just found out 2 hours ago, and I'm so blown away. The chances of me winning are slim to none, but there's four other people, and if I kill them all, I guess it would... They'll come back. They'll come back, right? So anyway, I just wanted you to know, and I wanted you to know, too, about something I want to talk to you about that's really important to me, and I'm watching my time because I can cheat sometimes and go over, but I know... Mom, what time do I have to be done? 20 after?
Yeah.
8:15?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, give me the high sign if I... Okay, so you know, there's some things I want you to know, and I'm sitting here tonight, and I so much want to tell you about something that's really important to my heart, but I also have to tell you that it's about you. What's important to my heart is this earth that we live on, and you, darn it, you. We as human beings matter so much to me that I'm like this a lot. And our earth, without it, without healthy soil and without healthy water, we can't be healthy people. We can't go and love very well when we're not feeling well. We can't sustain ourselves and help our children and help our neighbor if we're not helping the earth. So words matter to me very much, very, very much. That's why I write music. That's why I write story. That's why I write for a magazine and I write plays, because words matter. Our words can heal. They can hurt. And I believe when the Bible talks about how God spoke and he said, let there be light, and there was light, when he said, let there be, and there was. Whether you believe in evolution or not is not the issue. There is a God that speaks, and the vibration changes everything. When Mom talks about the vibration in a room and how to raise the vibration, it literally changes things. Your words are not just what you say, but how you say them. You can say, nice dress. Or you can say, man, that's a nice dress. You can say, like, my hair is not good today. You can say, your hair is so pretty. It's just perfect for you. It's just perfect for you. God made your hair so perfect for you. And not only that, in the Bible, it says that every single hair on your head is numbered. We just don't believe in a God of love. We believe in a God of creation, a God who spoke, who breathed life. And here we come at the final thing is we as people so amazing and unique. There are something like 6 billion people on the planet. And I want to tell you something tonight you may not know. There are 6 billion people around on the planet, everyone completely and utterly different. We might look a little bit, I know, I look like a famous movie star. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no, you're supposed to be laughing because that's actually funny because it's not true. But do you know that in a single teaspoon of soil, there is more living organisms in a single teaspoon of soil than there are people on the planet? That's 6 billion living organisms in a teaspoon of soil. That is amazing. Do you know that soil is the best filtration system for water that we have? It filters our water. Do you know that soil takes the carbon from the air and can absorb it and put it down into the soil, into itself, when it's healthy? Healthy soil is alive. Soil covers our planet like the skin on our body. And 14% of all the soil on the planet feeds everybody. 14% feeds every single person. Without it, we will not survive. And I care so much about this that I wrote this little kid's book. It's called Miracle on Montgomery Farm. And it's about how a little lamb and a little calf helped save a family farm by learning about organic farming and finding a dung beetle. And this dung beetle helps take carbon and poop into the soil. And then it has a story about how God, they prayed for a miracle, and God, the miracle came through a storm when everything looked bad. This little cow and little lamb prayed because they heard the farmers praying, and they prayed for a miracle. And that night they got a terrible storm. And on that terrible storm, this dung beetle got blown in, and everything changed for the better when everything looked the darkest. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like the world is in a really hard place. The world is in a really, really hard place. And you know what it needs more than anything? It needs us. It needs us to understand that we are all a part of a system that works. The air, the rain, and I can go into it much more deeply, but there's not enough time to talk about how the rain and the sun and the water and the soil are all exactly what we need. We need it. We are made of the same thing as soil. We are so much water and so this. We are exactly made from soil. In fact, I met a rabbi who said something to me. And he said, do you know what Adam means? Adam means soil. So in the Old Testament where it says God made Adam, Adamach means soil. And I know, that's what I thought too. I was like, wow, what? And so, and then do you know what Eve, I can't say it with the huh as much as I'm supposed to, but it means air. It means breath. Soil and breath is our people. That's us. So whether we want to believe it's an actual person and a person, it doesn't matter. We are made of soil. We are made of the exact same molecular structure as soil and water. You are a part of creation. You are a miracle. You are a miracle. You are a walking miracle. You are a breathing, living person who can see and hear, and your hair turns gray. Darn it, that's why I dye mine. And the way you laugh The way you laugh puts an energy out into the world. The way you cry puts an energy into the world. The way you talk, it's not just what you say, it's how you say it and the breath you use, because you are like God. You are like God in that you breathe life into the world. You breathe life into the world. And every tear, according to my God, every tear is counted, even these. Not one is lost. You matter so much that you are a part of this cycle of life. And when you know that, when you walk around knowing that, you will not be defeated. You will not. You will not. You will not go down for longer than a little day. You have to go down sometimes. You have to be knocked down. You have to. Every living thing, every crop, every tree, every bird loses their feathers. Animals lose their teeth. I mean, every single thing goes in a cycle. And you will go down. You will have bad days. You will have bad hours. You will have bad years. But you will not stay down if you remember that you are a part of the miracle of life. You, 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 every single one of you and me. Oh, God, I really need a tissue now. And me. I got it. I found it. Excuse me. I'm very classy. What can I say? You are so much a part of life that when you leave your body gives back. It gives back. It gives back. You are not unnecessary. You are not forgotten. You are not lost. You are not. You are a valuable, important part of what this world is about. Your words, your vibration, your laughter, your caring changes the world around you. And it's scientific. It's not just my opinion, although I have a very strong opinion about this. You have an electrical current. Your every little atom, every little electron, I mean, every atom has all these little electrons, everything's floating around, all held together with electricity. It's an electrical current. And so does the earth. When you stand, you've heard me, some of you have heard me talk about this before, when you stand on the soil with your bare feet, an electrical, you can wear leather, you can wear natural product, but you can't use rubber or vinyl, any kind of things like that. You have to have natural, like, so, but we don't, most of us don't have leather soles anymore. But if you stand on the earth for 20 minutes, standing on the beach, on the shore, in your backyard, wherever that is, 20 minutes, the electrical current will start to go through your body and help to heal you. Our planet wants to heal us, and we need to heal it back. Take your food when you're done. Take some of your food, not your meat, but take some of your food. Put it in a compost. Put leaves. The soil's hungry. Give it what you can. We can all help by giving back to the soil. Try not to put your food down the waste deposit and things like that. Try to put it back in the soil. I know that some of you live in yards where you can't do that. But there's ways to rebuild topsoil. We're losing it very quickly. Like 14% is all we have, and we're losing it by the acres every day. It matters what we do to the planet. There's ways to do it. I won't tell you all about it because you can look it up online. My job is to tell you what you can't find online. My job is to tell you that you are a part of the cycle of life. You make a difference, because when you stand on the earth and the earth is healing you, when you're standing on the earth in your bare feet, there's an electrical current that goes from the ground to you and helps heal and helps balance the electrical currents in your body. And there's one other thing that does that. I've talked about this before, but this is a part of loving the earth and part of, and some of you might remember, and I don't mean to be redundant, but the other thing that causes an electrical current is when you hold each other. When you hug each other for 20 seconds, your electrical current connects with hers, and yours connects with hers, and yours connects with hers, and yours connects with him. 20 seconds. Can't be one of these.
Can't be one of these hugs like this. It's got to be full connection. I will demonstrate. Okay, so when you're hugging somebody, and the way you can get an electrical current, like if you're not feeling well, you know how sometimes you just need someone to hold you? You need to count to 20, and you need to have full, but you need to have, this is the part that has to touch. So you got to go like this, and you have to hang on. So you will feel it. You will feel it. You will feel an electrical current, and you start, and it lowers your blood pressure. It does lower your blood pressure. And you can't do those quick hugs. Now, you can't do this with everyone. I think some of you, I've told some of you before that I do this with children and old people because they can't run. But it's a true, and here's one more little part, and then I'm going to be done. Okay. It's that electrical current is absolutely necessary for you to live. Are you hearing me? This is not a joke. You need to connect with the earth for at least 20 minutes or connect with a person. And this is not when you're like, you know, having your moment with someone. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just standing still and holding each other for 20 solid seconds. You have to, and here's the statistics about this, and I don't remember the exact number anymore, but here it goes. Children need this 11 times a day. Children need to be touched in a loving way 11 times a day. You have to touch them for 20 seconds 11 times a day. Adults need it minimally, and minimum 8. Now, I don't know about you, but most of us don't get that. So I'm asking you to be intentional. I'm asking for you to remember that you are not just a blob of flesh walking around. You're a part. The soil has made you. God has made you. You are soil. You are earth. You are meant to be here. You are a part of what is good. Use your voice. Use your vibration to change the world around you with love. And don't forget to touch the earth. And for 20 minutes at a time, if you can do it a couple times a week, 20 minutes, just sit on it. Stand on it. Touch it. Remember that it's where you came from and that you need to touch each other and hold each other as much as you possibly can. This little book talks about some of that. I'm really proud of it. I'm really proud that my play was nominated, and I'm really proud of my mom. I'm really proud of my mom. And I really want to thank you for loving her so well. Because it's hard to be away, but I know when she's in your hands that you take such good care of her. Thank you. Thank you. On behalf of my sisters, I really thank you. And I want to thank you for letting me talk and hearing my story. And I thank you for loving each other when I'm not here. Amen.